This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Monday on the program, we spent most of the hour talking about marijuana legalization. It's an issue that has come up for debate in the legislature several years in a row, and this year, the bill that seemed to be emerging as a political winner, potentially, was one that would legalize small amounts of marijuana for possession and cultivation. The full House was set to debate the pot bill on Tuesday. But in a surprise move, at least to many observers, the bill did not get debated by the House, and its future now is very uncertain. Joining me to discuss what happened is VT Digger reporter Elizabeth Hewitt. Elizabeth, nice to have you back on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So give us the drama that unfolded on Tuesday afternoon. Procedurally, what happened?
It was a pretty interesting day to be up there. There was a long agenda on the House floor. They had a lot of other business that they were trying to get through that day, but this was definitely the story of the day. There was some obvious chatter going on around the State House all day, and it was pretty clear that it was going to be a tight vote on this. This is not totally a surprise. Sort of all throughout the session, there's been consideration that it would likely be a tight vote. They held this bill in committee for past this important crossover deadline when most bills need to make it out of committee. They held it past that amid some discussion that they might not have sufficient support to get it out on the House floor. And a lot of people read that the fact that it moved out of committee as a signal that they had the support, they had the votes that they would need to get it over to the Senate. But it became sort of clear by the end of the day, around 4 p.m. after moving through this very long calendar, there was a surprise recess, and the two parties caucused downstairs, and we heard from House Democratic leaders that they were going to support a motion to move the bill to Human Services Committee, which is effectively delays the vote. It meant that there wouldn't be a vote on whether to pass the bill that day. So the reason why they moved it there was a lot of discussion about whether there are sufficient measures in place to prevent young people from using marijuana. And so they sent it to Human Services because that's a topic that falls within their jurisdiction.
So, I mean, that's the purported reason to send it into the committee, the Human Services Committee, is because right. You need to have this conversation about youth marijuana use. But do you think that that's a real reason, or was it just a way to avoid a floor vote that was going to kill the bill?
Well, I spoke with Representative Jill Kerwinski, who's the House Majority Leader, and asked if this move kills the bill. And she said that killing it would have been letting it die on the floor. And so it sounds like House leadership felt that this was a way to keep it alive. But, you know, it's unclear what's going to happen at this point. And this is just one of the many issues that representatives tend to bring up about their concerns with marijuana legalization.
You mean that children might use it, or mm-hmm. young people might use it?
Yes.
And how might Human Services amend the bill to address that concern then?
So my understanding from the chair of that committee, Representative Ann Pugh, is that the committee is going to be taking a look at what measures are already in place that target youth marijuana use prevention and youth drug use prevention. So they're going to have a look at that and see if they feel that there's any need to change this. It's interesting that this came up as an issue on the floor and the issue that would send it to Human Services, because the chair of the House Judiciary Committee, which is where this bill came out of, Maxine Grad, said when she voted it out of committee that part of why she's changed her tack on this, or part of what has changed her mind on marijuana recently, has been that there are more efforts in place from the Department of Health to try to reach kids and teach them about the impacts of this substance on their developing brains and what it could do to them. So it's definitely been a topic of conversation all along. So we could see the House Human Services Committee making some changes from it to it, and it's possible that this could come out later this year, although. You know, we're getting pretty close to the end of the session now. This is late to be moving a piece of policy like this out.
Yeah, I mean, that was part of the reason to have this special session on Monday, was to mm-hmm. advance bills so that they could get debated on the floor of the House and then go over to the Senate. So it seems like this may be likely to just sort of linger in Human Services and come back again next year, right?
Yeah, that's definitely a possibility. You know, I've asked around, and there's a variety of different opinions on it, from this kills the bill to, you know, maybe they will move it forward this year and you could see it on a day when attendance is better and support seems to be strong, you could see it out on the House floor. I think it's worth noting that we are in the first year of a biennium, so bills don't die in May when the legislature adjourns. They stay alive, and it's possible for lawmakers to continue work on them when they come back next year. So it could be that that's what we see play out here.
Yeah, it's the rare summer hibernation for a Vermont creature, the bill that has to wait until the second year of the biennium.
Yeah, exactly.
So what were people who had concerns about this bill or who are opposed to marijuana legalization, you know, people like Cynthia Browning, who's brought up concerns before another legislator, what were they saying after the Tuesday no vote and shunting back to the committee?
Well, Representative Browning, when I spoke with her, really celebrated this as a victory. She had brought these three amendments. One had to do with preventing young people from using marijuana, another with transportation, and another with federal laws. And she felt that this was really, you know, she said this is important to get this, the Human Services Committee input on it, but she continues to have these concerns around transportation. And so it seems to be a victory, but, you know, it's unclear how long that will last.
Elizabeth, before we let you go, there are other bills that deal with legalization, including H-490, which mm-hmm. is Sam Young's bill, which doesn't actually tackle legalization, but would create a framework for regulating marijuana. Does that just not advance at all because this doesn't, or could it sort of exist separately?
Probably at this stage, it won't exist on its own. He built that. He sort of built that construction around H-170. And so, you know, it could be amended to include that language. But when I spoke with him about this, you know, he has always kind of seen this could be a longer term discussion and that it could be something that would be coming up next year as well.
And nothing in the Senate that is going to legalize marijuana this year.
At this point, Senator Dick Sears, who's the chair of the Judiciary Committee and sort of would be the one to decide whether this thing goes forward. He says that he's waiting for the House to move.
All right. There you have it. Elizabeth Hewitt is a reporter for VT Digger. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Listeners, if there's a comment you'd like to add to this conversation, leave a note on the Vermont Edition page at vpr.net. You can also find us on Facebook or tweet us at Vermont Edition. And follow Vermont Edition in NPR One for all our latest content. Vermont Edition is produced by Rick Singeri, Sam Gail Rosen, and Meg Malone. Jake Rusnak directed this program. Our executive producer is Patty Daniels. And our theme music was composed by Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. I'm Jane Lindholm. Thanks for listening. Hey, podcast listeners, you might have heard about this whole tripod thing. All this month, we're asking you to help a friend try a new podcast. Think of someone special in your life, then recommend a show that's right up their alley. If they're new to this whole podcasting thing, you can walk them through the steps to listen and subscribe. Then please share your recommendation with the hashtag tripod. That's spelled T-R-Y, pod. That way we can all get some new recommendations. And thank you for spreading the pod love.